Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Dewey Burke here from Inside Carolina. Dewey, Carolina suffered a 91-88 loss to Miami in the Dean Dome last night. And the game kind of turned when Miami went on. I think it was like a 15-3 run, which erased an 8-point Carolina lead. And the biggest thing there was Carolina just looked like they were getting out-hustled, which you don't expect to see on senior night from these guys.
No, that's right. And it was a weird first half, I thought. You know, we came out playing fine. Theo was a little sloppy with a couple of turnovers. We were up 18-10, and all of a sudden it was 28-21. They went on an 18-3 run, and part of that was a little 10-0 spurt that they had. And then from that point on, I just thought we were, like I said, a step slow defensively, didn't contain the dribbler at all, and they really got every shot they wanted. And it goes to show we really were fine offensively. We shot the ball well. Yeah, we had 13 threes, shot 48% from behind the line, 55% overall, and lost. And the reason was because we weren't there defensively. We even out-rebounded them, which, look over Coach Williams' career at Carolina, we win almost every single game that we win the rebounding margin. But we were just poor defensively. It all came to that. I thought we got out-hustled a little bit. It wasn't, to me, the most glaring part of the game. We just didn't contain the dribblers. They got every shot they wanted. They weren't running anything really all that special. A lot of ball screens, putting the ball in the wings for their athletic perimeter players to get to the rack. And guys made plays for them. The bigs finished. They made a lot of shots that came off penetration. And we just did a poor job containing the dribbler.
I definitely agree with you there, Dewey. And unfortunately for the Heels, things do not get any easier as they travel to Cameron Indoor Stadium this Saturday to face a Duke team that is likewise coming off a loss. So it'll be interesting to see how that game plays out. And to get the full coverage on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.